Hello everybody, this is Dino Mahoney, welcoming you to Songbirds. Songbirds is a programme for students that brings you half an hour of music and drama. And today's Songbirds drama is a new drama called The Diary of Dana Maar. And Dana is very unhappy. Something's happening in her life that she doesn't want to speak about, so she starts a diary. And in the great tradition of diary writers, she begins her diary by saying, "Dear Diary." Now, something strange and unusual happens in this drama episode, as you'll hear, because the diary has a voice of its own. So as well as hearing Dana's voice as she writes the diary, you'll hear the diary speaking, which in a way isn't quite so strange, because the voice of the diary, in a sense, is the voice of Dana. Well, before we listen to our Songbirds drama, a couple of questions for you. And the first question is, what did Dana do to her best friend Winnie, and what punishment did Dana's teacher give to her for doing that to Winnie? And the second question, you'll hear he referred to in the drama. As Dana's writing her diary, she keeps referring to he. She's saying that maybe he will leave, maybe he will come back. See if you can listen and find out who that he is. So what did Dana do to her best friend Winnie, and what punishment did Dana's teacher give to her for doing it? And who is the he that we hear Dana referring to in her diary? Well, time now for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the first part of today's Songbirds drama episode, The Diary of Dana Maar.
Dana is very unhappy. Her parents are splitting up and she has no one to speak to about it. She starts a diary as an outlet for her pent-up fears and emotions. The situation at home affects her performance at school, where she finds herself in trouble with her teachers. To make matters worse, her friendship with her best friend Winnie comes to an end. The other girls in her class also turn against her. Dana's only friend is her diary, and as she writes it, the diary finds a voice. The drama has the voice of the diary speaking aloud as Dana is writing. Dana writes about what is happening at school, but she does not write directly about what is happening at home, and so the listener has to guess what is happening at home. The second part of this drama portrays the events that are happening around Dana, both at home and school.
Friday, January 14. Now what? Dear Diary. There. After sitting here for hours staring at an empty page, I've finally written something. Dear Diary. Why am I writing this in English? Maybe it's because I don't want other people to read it. If Mum finds it, she'll think it's my homework, and the maid doesn't speak English, and Dad never looks in my room. Okay. Dear Diary, how are you?
Lonely, scared. I feel something terrible is going to happen.
What did I write that for? I didn't mean to write that. I was going to write, "Fine, I'm fine, thank you," but instead, something made me write, "Lonely and scared." I'm not, am I? Lonely and scared, I mean. Look what I've written. It looks funny. Dear Diary, how are you? Lonely, scared. I think something terrible's going to happen. What would people think if they read that? No one must read this. I've got to keep it hidden somewhere no one will find it. I have to keep it with me all the time. Sleep with it and take it to school. Take it wherever I go. That's enough for today. I'm exhausted. I better get some sleep. Where shall I put my diary? I know. Under my pillow. Friday, January 21st. I said I was going to write something in my diary every day, but I haven't written anything for a week. All I've written is, "Dear Diary, how do you feel? Lonely, scared. I feel something terrible is going to happen." What a funny thing to write. Okay, let's write today's date. Dear Diary, I've been carrying you around in my satchel for a week now, and I don't take you to bed with me and put you under my pillow. You've become quite creased, and you look older than you really are, but no one has read you except me, and no one will ever read you. You are my friend, my best friend, Although we haven't known each other for a long time, I like you more than any of the other girls in my class. I can't say anything serious to my classmates. If I tell one of the girls something, she just tells somebody else. They just like to giggle and point fingers and gossip about other people's business. I don't trust them. But I can trust you, can't I? You won't tell anybody what I say, will you, Diary?
Tell me. You can tell me everything.
Sunday, January 23rd. Dear Diary, why is this happening? Why is this happening to me?
Why? Why? Why?
It's not fair. Nothing is fair. I bury my head under the covers, but I can still hear, so I have to put on my Walkman and play my music really loud.
But you can still hear.
I know what I want to say, but I'm frightened of writing it down in case somebody reads it. But tonight was horrible, really horrible. The worst night in my whole life so far. And it started so nicely. Mum made a delicious dinner, and Dad really liked it too. And then Mum suggested we go to the cinema, and then it all went wrong. Horribly, horribly wrong. Oh no! Quick! There's someone coming!
Hide me! Dana!
I'm just finishing my homework.
Look, I'm really sorry about what happened at dinner.
It's okay, Mum.
It's difficult to explain.
It's all right. I understand. I didn't really want to go to the cinema anyway.
One day, when you're a bigger girl, you'll understand.
Yes, Mum.
Okay. You can get on with your homework now. But don't sit up too late. You've got school in the morning.
She saw.
She noticed.
I wasn't quick enough.
I heard her coming, but it was too late.
She thought I was doing my homework.
Maybe she guessed.
I have to be more careful. More careful in the future. Time for you to go under my pillow.
Hide.
Under the pillow. Monday, January 24th. Dear Diary, it's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to tell. Today I thought about telling my class teacher, Miss Wu, but then I thought...
No.
I can't tell her. How can I tell her? What will she think?
No, you can't.
But who else is there to tell?
Tell her. Don't tell her. Tell her. Don't tell her.
I can't. The only person I can tell is you.
You.
Oh, Diary. My Diary. What would I do without you?
Without you?
I'd go crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Tuesday, January 25th. Today I tried to tell my best friend Winnie. I started to tell her, but she just looked at me with this stupid look, and I knew she didn't understand. She just looked at me through her thick round glasses, and I knew she wanted to laugh. To laugh at me and my family. So I stopped speaking, and I pulled a funny face, and I pinched her. And she gave a little scream and ran away, and she hasn't spoken to me since. Now she plays with the other girls, and she points with them. Points at me.
She doesn't understand.
I wanted to tell her, but she didn't understand.
She ran away.
And now I don't know who I'm going to tell. Wednesday, January 26th. Dear Diary, I hate Winnie.
Hate her!
I was so tired I fell asleep in class. Winnie put her hand up and reported me to Miss Wu, and Miss Wu scolded me for falling asleep in class. After Miss Wu had told me off, she said, "Thank you, Winnie." I looked at Winnie, and she looked away. So at the end of the lesson, as we were leaving the class, I got behind Winnie without her seeing me, and I pinched her really hard. And she screamed, and the other girls gathered around. And then Priscilla told Miss Wu that she'd seen me pinching Winnie, and Miss Wu told me I had to write a letter of apology to Winnie. The other day, I tried to talk to her, tried to tell her.
Tell her.
My heart was beating really fast, and my face was burning, but I wanted to tell her what was happening to me.
Tell her what's going on.
I was going to tell her everything, but suddenly she started talking to another girl, and she said she was busy and hurried off.
I hate Miss Wu.
Why didn't she listen? She said, "You can't hide behind silence, Dana." And then she told me to write Winnie a letter to be sorry for pinching her, but...
I'm not sorry. I'm not. I hate her.
And I hate Miss Wu. I hate everyone. I'm not going to write that silly letter.
I'm not.
Thursday, January 27th. Miss Wu asked me if I'd written the letter to Winnie. I said...
No, I haven't.
She asked me why I hadn't written it, and I said...
I don't want to.
Miss Wu said she'd give me one more chance. She said I had to write it tonight and give it to her tomorrow morning. I think she wants to read it aloud to the whole class, but I'm not going to write it. Why should I? Winnie used to be my friend. Now she's my enemy. She put her hand up and told Miss I was sleeping. But I was tired. I hadn't slept all night because I couldn't stop thinking about what was happening to Mum and Dad. And now I'm being punished. It isn't fair. I'm glad I pinched Winnie.
She deserved it.
This is my letter to Winnie. Dear Winnie, that pinch I gave you was nothing compared to what you did to me. I thought you were my friend, and I tried to talk to you to tell you what was happening to me, but you wouldn't listen. You just laughed at me and ran away, and now I hate you.
I really hate you.
Your ex-friend Dana. Ha! See how she likes that? No one understands. No one cares. Only you, Diary. You're the only one who understands. You're the only one who knows what's going on. You're the only one I can tell my secrets to. You're the only one who knows how I feel.
Lonely.
Yes.
Scared.
Yes.
Frightened that it will happen.
Yes.
That he will leave.
I wish that...
Stop shouting.
I wish that...
Be like they used to be. Love one another and love me.
That's enough for tonight. Enough. Now, under the pillow, there, no one must see you, or come near you, or read you. Tomorrow you'll be with me all day in my satchel, and everywhere I go, you'll go with me. My shadow, my sister, my twin sister. Friday, January 28th. Dear Diary, Miss Wu sent me to the discipline teacher, Mr. Lowe. I don't like Mr. Lowe. He's stupid.
I hate him.
He asked me why I was being so disobedient.
I didn't answer.
He told me I had to answer him.
But I didn't.
He said I was a very rude girl.
And I told him he was rude.
And then he became very angry.
He shouted.
He said he was going to put me on detention. He said he was going to write to my parents. And I said to him...
I don't care. Write to who you want to.
He started to tremble.
He wanted to hit me.
But I wasn't scared. I don't care if he hits me or not. Let him. But he was scared of getting into trouble, so he held his hands down by his side and trembled. When I got home, no one was in, so it didn't matter that I was late. Detention's stupid.
Everything is stupid.
Sunday, February 1st, a week since it happened.
Pinch, punch, the first day of the month.
And no returns. Monday, February 2nd, dear Diary, the letter has come. It came this morning. The envelope's got the name of the school printed on it. Under the school banner, it says, Truth Above Everything. That's so funny. There is no truth, especially not at that school. Under the school banner should be written, School for the Deaf Where Nobody Listens. I put the letter on the table, but no one's seen it. Tuesday, February 3rd. I hate Tuesdays. They're so close to Monday.
I hate Friday too, because it's close to Saturday.
I hate every day, because it's close to the following day, and the following day is always worse than the day that went before.
The letter
is still on the table. No one's opened it. Wednesday, 4th of February. Dear Diary, Miss Wu asked me if my parents had received a letter from the school. I told her I didn't know. The other girls have started calling me names. Priscilla Liu called me...
Weird.
And the other girls have also started calling me weird. I don't answer them. I just look through them as if they're made of glass. I don't care about them. Thursday, February 5th. Dear Diary, everything has gone wrong.
I'm to blame. It's all my fault. Everything. He's left and it's my fault.
The letter from the school is still on the table. It hasn't been opened. I don't think it'll ever be opened. Mum's in her room. I don't think she'll ever come out again. I've made a decision. I'm going to tell you, but you have to keep it a secret. A big secret. Tell no one. Promise, okay?
I'm leaving home. And after tomorrow, I'm never going back to school again.
It's the only way to make things better. I'm going to put some things in a bag. You, my dearest diary, a pen, some clothes, biscuits. I'm going to leave without anybody knowing.
And then things will get better. Maybe he'll hear that I've left and he'll come back.
Maybe I'll see him somewhere, walking in the street, and I'll tell him myself. I'll say...
It's all right, I've left. You can come back now.
So, dear, dear diary, this is the last night you'll have to hide under my pillow in this bed. Tomorrow night we'll be far away. I don't know where. You shall always be with me. My friend. My only friend. The only person on the whole earth who listens to me. I shall try and keep you dry.
I shall always keep you with me.
So, good night. And who knows where we'll be when I next open your pages and write in you. Friday, February 6th. Dear diary, it's cold. I'm in Sai Kung. We used to come here when I was a little girl. We used to sit by the sea and have dinner, and once we got on a boat and went for a ride. Miss Wu told me Mr. Lowe had tried to phone my parents, but he couldn't get through. She asked me when the best time was to phone.
I just shrugged.
As I was leaving school, I looked at Winnie and I thought,
I'm never seeing you again. Never.
And I wondered, If she knew that I was never going to see her again, would she be sad? She plays with the other girls now. They all ignore me. They think I'm weird. Suddenly, I wanted to go up to Winnie and tell her and say to her,
I'm never going to see you again.
But in the end, I didn't. I just thought it in my head. Well, tomorrow I won't be at school, and she won't have to ignore me anymore, and Miss Wu can stop being angry with me, and Mr. Lowe can stop trembling. And at the end of the week, the school will close for the Lunar New Year, and Winnie can go home and get her red packets and count her money and eat her fish and chicken and long noodles. I've eaten my biscuits. I don't know where we can sleep tonight.
Maybe in one of the boats.
Well, that'll be nice. We can rock from side to side and fall asleep. Someone's looking at me. A man. I don't like him. I better put you away now, Diary. We're in a boat now, an old boat on a beach. It smells. I'm cold. I can't see what I'm writing. Good night, Diary.
Good night.
Well, before we listen to today's Songbirds drama episode, I asked you a few questions. I wonder if after listening you've managed to find the answers. Well, the first question was, what did Dana do to her best friend Winnie, and what punishment did Dana's teacher give her for doing it? Well, what did she do? She pinched Winnie. So she pinched her. She got her thumb and her finger, and she got a bit of Winnie's flesh between that thumb and finger and squeezed it hard. That's a pinch. She pinched her. So she hurt her. And the punishment that Dana's teacher gave to her was she said to her, right, Dana, you must write a letter of apology to Winnie. So the punishment was to write a letter of apology. And the second question was, who is the he we keep hearing in Dana's diary? He will leave. Maybe he will come back. Well, it's Dana's father. And the diary is an attempt by Dana to talk about what's happening to her parents. And bad things, unfortunately, are happening to her mother and father. They're arguing a lot. And it seems that the father has left home. So her parents' marriage has broken down. And that's causing Dana, obviously, a lot of heartache, a lot of worry, and that's why she's writing her diary, dear diary, trying to tell her diary. But even though she's writing it in the diary, sometimes she finds it difficult to say exactly what's happening. And so the father's left, and instead of saying, my father has left, she's saying, he will leave, maybe he will come back. Okay, time now to focus on some of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. Weird. Well, unfortunately, some of Dana's schoolmates start calling her names, and one of those names is weird. It's a negative word, and if you say somebody's weird, you mean that they're strange, they're unusual in an odd way. Their behaviour or their appearance is something very unusual and outstanding. So, poor Dana, they're calling her weird. Detention. Now, some schools have detention, some don't. Detention is a form of punishment. It comes from the verb to detain, to hold back. So in some schools, if a student's been naughty, then the punishment will be to remain after school. They have to sit in a room and maybe do some writing of lines, some repetitive writing, but they're stopped from going home or from going to some school societies or some after-school activities. So it's a form of punishment, being kept behind after school, detention. And finally, to pull a funny face. When Dana was angry with Winnie, she pulled a funny face at her before she pinched her. So to pull a funny face is when we change our face. We screw it up into maybe a strange expression. So maybe wrinkling up our mouth or pulling in our cheeks, raising our eyebrows. These are all ways of making our face look strange. And we refer to that as pulling a funny face. We might do it to make people laugh, or we might do it as a way of insulting somebody or showing that we're angry with them. And in Dana's case, she pulled a funny face at Winnie because she was angry with her. To pull a funny face. Well, poor Dana is going through a very difficult time in her private family life. Her parents are quarrelling a lot, and it seems that the relationship between her mother and father has broken down, and the father has left home. And that's why Winnie was pinched by Dana, because Dana tried to tell Winnie all the things that were happening to her at home, but Winnie wasn't quite old enough to respond in a mature way. Instead of listening to Dana and trying to give her sympathy and advice, she didn't really want to hear. She couldn't cope with it. And so Dana, in her frustration and her sorrow that her friend couldn't help her, got angry with her. Well, we're going to listen to a piece of music which is very sad. It's actually called A Song of Depression by the composer Liu Tianhua. He died in 1932, so it's a piece of music from the past, but it still expresses a universal feeling of unhappiness. And the composer said himself that he wanted this music to express grief and anxiety. So matching the theme then of Dana's sadness of her parents splitting up is Liu Tianhua's Song of Depression.
Thank you.
And that was the beautiful sound of the erhu in Song of Depression by Liu Tianhua. Well, it's time now for me, Dino Mahoney, to say goodbye and invite you to join me next time for another edition of your favourite radio programme, Songbirds.